Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Probably in the early 2000s, some guy named John Reap walked in here. We were scared crapless. I was so intimidated by a comedian I'd never met named John Reap.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it nice how you get accustomed? I bring them back, and then it's easy.
Then I'm not intimidated anymore.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm intimidated by you guys.
The
roles have reversed.
Yeah. Now, you've been on the regular TV series, although you killed the Carrington show by your own admission.
Right. Lived in L.A., probably opened up for some big-name comedians.
Yeah.
Anybody intimidate you?
Yeah, Vince Vaughn.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Never met
him one time.
Yep.
Another super tall guy.
Yeah, he's real tall. Was
very
he nice?
Funny.
Was he nice?
Yeah, he was very nice.
Where'd you meet him? Because I know he did a tour a little bit with some comedians.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You met him? Okay, good.
A buddy of mine named Steve Renazzisi, another comedian.
Yeah, okay.
I met him through him.
Okay.
We were happening to be on a double date, and he goes, dude, don't leave after we're done here because Vince Vaughn's going to come, and they're going to shut the bar down and make it just a private event, and we're invited. I'm like, oh, cool.
That's cool.
And then I got really excited.
Yeah.
And then we proceeded to get really drunk that night.
With Vince Vaughn.
Yes.
Yes.
And he was doing shots, and he loves old school country music.
Yeah, okay,
so
old
they were
school.
Playing like Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings,
I can handle old
stuff.
School. I can handle old school, yeah.
And we were like singing at each other to see like who knew all the words.
And so you're thinking you're in a movie because it's Vince Vaughn making, being it what, like he is. He's just a big, boisterous, funny guy.
And
that must have been really freaky for you.
He's quick-witted. He's naturally funny, and I was just trying to keep up, and it was really great. And then Peter Billingsley was there, too.
Oh, that's
Ralphie.
His partner. That's his directing partner.
From A Christmas Story. I didn't even recognize him at first, though. So it took me a minute to figure out who that guy was. And then I was intimidated. I was like, oh, well, I should be intimidated by you somehow. Oh, that's, yes, okay, now I am intimidated.
That's a good story. You could at least get drunk with a guy.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And then Brad Paisley was another one.
Okay, you're a big country fan.
He's
pretty famous, yeah.
We did a Netflix thing together. There's a show on Netflix right now, because Brad, he's a funny guy.
Yep.
You know, he has funny commercials.
Well, yeah, him and Peyton Manning's very funny, man, yeah.
So he dabbles in stand-up from time to time.
He's still married to that actress?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
And he did his own Netflix series called Brad Paisley's Comedy Rodeo.
And brought other comedians on? Were you on that?
Uh-huh.
Got it.
In Nashville.
Does he dabble in stand-up like he's funny?
Yeah.
For a country singer?
Yes. But
it's like we got Fred funny buddies, too,
right.
But they're not in radio.
Well, you know, I would be horrible for a country music singer.
Yeah, okay.
At least he could go a little bit both ways.
Okay, got
I don't know if we've ever talked to him on the phone, but we met Alice Cooper in person.
Oh, wow.
I met Alice in 87. I was really intimidated then. I went on his bus in 87, and I was a huge Alice Cooper fan growing up. And I was a young guy in 87.
Yeah.
And we got invited on this bus by a record guy I was with. And to see him walk out without makeup on in a sweater.
Right.
Yeah. He actually went in and cleaned up, and he came out in a sweater and sat down with jeans on, and just about four of us in this bus. And I'm thinking, okay, Mike, this is Alice Cooper. You grew up with Alice Cooper. You're freaked out.
Worthy.
Was he going to go play golf that day?
Yeah, he was just, I didn't know the golf scene at the time. I don't know. It was still pretty young. Yeah, he was a fairly younger guy, and I was really young. So I'm thinking, this is Alice Cooper. But we've been a bunch of times since then. Yeah.
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 And one time was in a celebrity pro-am golf setting.
How about when you meet guys?
So I just talk golf with him.
Nice.
Because I know a lot of the golf courses he frequents.
That's a good tip to give people. If you see a celebrity, find something else to talk about.
It's funny.
Other than them.
I forget who it was, an old comedian friend of ours. I can't remember who it was now. Maybe Puss might remember the story. He told us a story about seeing Bruce Springsteen at a gas station in California with his motorcycle.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Springsteen's getting gas.
Yeah.
And the guy walked up to him and started talking about his motorcycle.
Right.
And
that's
Springsteen talked to him.
It just goes.
But I know that, but you still want to say, Ed, I really love your music.
Right. Then they just tone out like, oh, another one.
I know, exactly. Right. I know you like my music. Let's talk about my motorcycle. Colleen's got now she meets people before they get famous. So you know a lot of famous people, but they were just coming through the funny bone at the time as regular guys wanting $40.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. So you're not intimidated by those guys, but you were intimidated by somebody on our show. Who was that?
Just for the call in, obviously, and I was so starstruck and speechless, which is rare for me.
Right. Yes, it is.
Anthony Bourdain.
He was on the phone with us, and Colleen loves Anthony Bourdain. We embarrassed the hell out of her.
Yeah.
Because she thought she was we said she wanted to go watch Repeat, and it was a long story.
What?
Yeah. She told her son to go up to the urinal.
Oh, he's had asparagus today.
Yeah. And he goes, what? He said, check, please. He wanted to get out of the car.
Security. Right.
Sure.
He called for security.
Security. That was it. That's it.
And we've had any number of women on that, you know, we had celebrity crushes on, but we didn't act like little girls like we did.
Well, good for you. I'm so glad you're mature, Todd.
Yeah. You also didn't have anybody to throw you under the bus to those people.
Yeah, you're right. Totally. You're right.
We were pros.
You know, I love comics, and obviously we've met a lot that just were kind of regular guys, hit some stardom.
Right.
The last year I had two comics that had not really worked with me before.
Right.
I wasn't starstruck, but I was in awe of sometimes they just have that twinkle. You just go, you're in the presence. And one was George Lopez.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. And the other was Kevin James.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, both those did. They both did one-nighters here, and I didn't see either show. Yeah,
and both.
You could tell.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were just a star.
They just have this aura about them of, and Kevin Hart's got it now.
Yeah, Kevin, we were talking about. He was just sitting here 2 days in a row back in the day. You know, he was. He's obviously he's got
this
that
now.
This
is how cool Kevin is. He did our big center. You know, he did 15,000 seats at whatever.
Yeah,
we
CHI.
Call it.
Yeah.
So the day of that show, I get a phone call from his road manager, and he just said, you know what? Kevin realized we're in Omaha, and you gave him a shot when nobody else did.
Oh, that's cool.
He said, I've got 6 tickets for you tonight. Do you want them? And I went, well, okay. So I took some of my staff.
Right.
We were sitting in the second row of this, as he comes up out of the stage.
Oh, he does it from the
yeah,
he was in the round, wasn't it?
Yeah, in the middle. And it was...
And you were
everybody
the story.
Was there was just amazed. We were way out of our league with everybody around us getting everything. And then afterwards went backstage because he had a private party that he doesn't attend.
Oh,
but he's got it. He's got a.
That's when you know you're big.
Yeah. That's so private.
A
very
private party. That's
he doesn't come back
a bar, food. So my crew was in there having a great time, and I just went, oh, Kevin's not coming to this. I'm walking down the hall. His guy called me in and had me tuck in, and Kevin gave me a hug.
The time you had him in the studio with us, that was the only time he was in town, and he'd come up there. And you gave him... He wasn't, a lot of people weren't giving him shots back then?
No, but I had him
famous.
At the old club.
Oh, the old club back in the day.
I had him at the old club, just like I had Louis Black.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Wow.
Had Lou, and I had that weirdo who goes by Cable Guy something.
Cable Guy, yeah. He's not famous. Yeah,
that guy.
Where'd he go?
I've worked with him before. He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah, he's just a golfer.
Whatever
now.
Happened to Dan, yeah.
Ron White was one another. I met Ron White before he got famous.
So did we.
Yes.
Yep.
And I had to pick him up, you know, as a feature. My job was to go pick up the headliner, take him to the club. So I'm banging on the door. I've never met him.
Yeah,
and the door opens, and here stands this guy.
Oh.
He's only wearing boxer shorts, and he has black socks on. He's got one eye open and one eye shut, and he's holding it like a joint in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me, he goes, we going to be a little bit late.
Everybody's got Ron White's story.
That's like Lundholm's story. You that sober comic?
Yeah.
We ain't going to hang out much.
We going to be a little bit late. And Rito just told us a great story about him last time, too, about him being late. He's pooping and smoking a joint.
Because he didn't know they added a 5 o'clock show or something.
That was great.
Oh, my God.
John Reap with us, funnyboneomaha.com. Don't be intimidated. Come on out and see him tonight. 2 shows tonight, 2 tomorrow. The star of Hickory Live.
He's approachable.
That's very approachable.
Yeah,
I approach my fans.
Yes.
I
now,
stalk
I know
them.
You've discussed this before, but I want you to tell me the story again because a friend of mine sent me a grainy YouTube video from 1995.
Mm. Okay.
Is when the Carolina Panthers first came into the NFL. They were playing in Clemson
time. That's right.
And, what, you just jumped out of the stands?
No. So me and my friends go. It's the first time we go to a game. We're very excited. There's like 10 of us.
Yeah.
We're in the cheap seats. And every time out, they would play music just to entertain the crowd,
right?
And I would get up and start dancing in my seat just to make my friends laugh.
Right.
And so that would get bigger and bigger. So next time out, I'm up again doing some stupid, you know, like sprinkler dance, something stupid. And then my friends are laughing. Now the whole row's laughing. Next time out, the whole section's laughing. By third quarter, it's starting to grow.
Are these 2 or 3 games in or just the first game?
This is the first
game. Oh, my God. Okay.
Game.
One game.
Okay. Well, it's the first game. It was first season. Like it was around Christmas time.
Got it.
It was
the stadium in Charlotte hadn't been completed.
Yeah, they hadn't built that one yet.
They were playing in Clemson at the time.
So what I'm doing is getting bigger each time out. right. It's just a distraction in the stands, something stupid. So finally, third quarter comes around. My buddy Marty says, you got to get on that grass hill behind the goalpost so the whole stadium can see what you're doing. I said, you're a genius. That's a great idea. So now, and then this is like, well, then he just had a grass hill. It was like open seating. Anybody right. could just go sit on the grass. So I go on this grass hill. Now, at this point, a player had gotten hurt. And while they're working on the player, they got a stretcher out there. They're playing music for like 5-10 minutes straight, and I'm going off. I mean, I used to be a dance machine. I would do one dance move, point to one side of the stadium, and you go, ah.
Oh, really?
Like
okay, yeah.
It was like I was conducting the crowd. Like 75,000 people were in it.
Are you buzzed at all in this situation?
Oh, I'm hammered. Yeah, I'm hammered.
Okay.
And so then the mascot of the Panthers, who's Sir on Purr. The field, Sir Purr, that's his name, the most feared mascot in all of the NFL, Sir Purr. He's been knighted. Apparently, he's a sir.
Yeah.
Anyway, he sees me dancing, and no one's paying attention to his routine. They're all looking at this drunk kid on the hill.
Right.
So he comes over, you know, mentality of can't beat him, join him. And he waves me out onto the field to dance with him.
So you were invited out.
I was invited. He pawed me out there. And before I could say yes or no, my friends throw me over the fence. And that's where the video kicks in. I'm on the 5-yard line. I'm starting to dance around. I'm doing the worm. I'm used to break dance. I'm doing the worm on the 5-yard line.
Yeah, flopping on the ground.
And all these cheers turn to boos. And I'm like, oh, they don't like the worm.
Yeah.
But they're not booing me. They're booing the cops who are running out into the field to arrest me.
Yeah, but Sir Purr said you're cool.
Well, Sir Purr did come to my defense.
All right, yeah.
And we had a little conference for a minute, and that's when we all realized in that moment that Sir Purr doesn't have the authority to invite people to the field. So we learned a tough lesson that day.
One of the security guys grabs the waist of his pants.
Oh, they timed it perfect. They
gives
waited,
him a wedgie.
They waited for my butt to get to the peak of the worm, the apex.
Yeah.
And it's a full-on wedgie. Like, I'm on my tippy toes going, whoa, hey, Sir Purr said it was cool.
Were you arrested or just asked to
leave? They just kicked me out.
Okay.
And I was already, you know, I was in the end zone, so there's an exit right there. They marched me 99 yards to the other end zone.
Oh, really?
Never letting go of my pants. It's like the longest walk of shame I've ever done.
A perp walk.
Yeah, it's a perp walk. And I told him, I was like, man, come on, let go of my underwear. It kind of hurts a little bit. He goes, I can't let go of you. I said, well, if you don't do that, I'm going to put my arm around you. And we're going to walk out of here like we're a couple. And that's what it looks like, we're a couple walking down the sideline together. And they just kicked you out. I mean, they didn't arrest me. They just, you know, they got my information. And so, but they did make up for it. Like a couple weeks goes by, I get a bunch of free stuff from the Panthers, like a sipper bottle, a coffee mug, a keychain.
Oh, cool.
All right.
So you weren't banned from the stadium.
No. And they actually wrote me an apology letter. Sorry about the miscommunication. And
Sir Purr vouched for you. We're sorry.
Did he sign it with his paw?
Right. Yeah, it's a little paw print.
Have you been back to a Carolina Panthers
many,
game?
Many times.
Bobby, when they're in Charlotte now.
You know what's funny?
There's not a picture of you. Don't let this dude in.
Is it the same guy in the Sir Purr mascot?
No, and for a long time, I was trying to find out who
the original
is the man in that, you know, that did that.
This was 95.
Yeah, 95. Yeah. And so finally,
is the video any good? Because nowadays everybody had their phone on that.
Well, it's grainy quality.
That's it. Okay. Yeah.
You know what? Here's what happened.
It's on YouTube.
There's a freelance videographer just standing there who's just rolling on.
Right.
You know, on
I'd like to see it. Yeah.
And my brother happened to see him record it. And he goes, hey, did you just record that? He's like, yeah. He goes, how can I get that footage?
Right.
Because he's a freelance. He just handed my brother his card. And my brother contacted him, unbeknownst to me, and got the tape like, you know, a couple weeks later for Christmas. He goes, Merry Christmas. I got that tape.
Isn't that funny? Wow. It's only 1995 and we had to go through that hassle to get it.
Yeah.
Now there'd be like a zillion phones on
you. Call again.
And it'd be the best video ever.
Yes.
You know?
I'd be Kevin Hart big.
You would be huge because of that.
But they just kick you out. Nothing really major happened. But I've been back many times. And I was trying to find that original Sir Purr, and I went on different radio stations in Charlotte. Like, if you were there,
nobody knew who he was.
Nope, his name's Tommy Donovan.
Okay,
and I was looking for him, and I knew another mascot in Jacksonville, the Jaguar.
Okay,
I don't know why it's all cats in my life, but the Jaguar knew the Panther.
Really?
Yes, I swear to God. And he tried to call him, and for whatever reason,
the Jaguar. Were you in a Jacksonville station?
Yeah, I was just doing a Comedy Zone down there. That guy does a TV show now.
All right.
So he's out of the mask and everything. But so I finally found out who it was, and I happened to be doing a show in Greenville, South Carolina. And I always do a meet and greet after the show. We're taking pictures. And I just, you know, a guy comes up, and we're taking a picture. I got my arm around him. Mm-hmm. He goes, you ever heard of Tommy Donovan? I go, oh, yeah, yeah. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You're the Tommy Donovan? He goes, yeah. So that dude came to my show, and now we're friends.
The original Sir Purr?
Yes, the original Sir Purr. And
how many years
friends.
Did you do Sir Purr?
Huh?
How many years did you do it?
I think he said he probably did it for like 3 or 4 years.
Did you give him crap for not having the juice to keep you from getting kicked
yes.
out?
Yes. he said he got chewed out for that as well. And then I said, well, you know what? In a weird way, you started my career because I hadn't done – that was before I did stand-up.
Now you're in your mid-20s then.
Yeah.
You hadn't done stand-up yet?
Nope.
Oh, I didn't know that. I think you told us that years ago.
I started – like it was honestly that moment –
You were just a goofy buddy that everybody liked.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, my buddy Marty is the guy who told me to get on the grass hill.
What did you do that first 10 years out of high school then?
First, okay, well, I went to a community college in Hickory called...
Oh, that didn't even the NC State, but you didn't hop on an open mic at NC State?
Eventually, I did.
What was your major?
It was after this. I was a communication major.
That's right. Oh, yeah. What did you end up doing
And theater.
Did you have a job in the industry before?
I worked at a TV station.
Got it.
PBS. UNC, North Carolina. Yeah, I worked on boring shows like North Carolina Now and Legislative Week in Review.
You did the best thing. Getting out of that
But
crap.
I did learn how to... run cameras and audio, and so I figured if I learned a little bit in front of the camera and behind the camera, something will pan
So that event at the Carolina game made you want to hop on stage?
Yeah, because I'd been talking about doing stand-up with my friends, and I'd been talking about it, and one of them, Marty, got tired of hearing it.
Yeah.
You just made 75,000 people laugh without saying a word. If you don't go do open mic, you need to stop talking about
right.
it. And so it kind of.
But you also need material.
Fun. Yeah, well, that was the material. I was like, watch this. Just play the tape. No, I talked about it for a while. So,
yeah, okay. Yeah,
but it gave me confidence to attempt it for the first time.
And now you can see John Reap 20-some years later.
Yeah. Well, I can't dance like that, though.
Oh, you don't dance that way anymore?
Video's up.
Okay. It's up now. We can check it out on our social media.
Yep. Twitter
at TNT
and
Radio Empire, and also on the Facebook page. FunnyBoneOmaha.com is what you want to look up to see.
Is
John
there just
this
the one? It's about a minute long. Says I got kicked out of a pantry.
Yeah, yeah. It's about a minute long.
Right.
Yeah. John Reap, Sir Perk.
It was an aggressive grab to the back of the pants.
Yes. Oh, yes.
That was way more than it needed to be.
And there was two of them. They flanked me. If you notice, I actually fought one of them off for half a second.
And at the end, you can see you put your arm around the one guy.
Yeah, I was like okay, I'm going
to
hold
it, though. I mean, I hate to say that was quainter times, but it kind of was, because nowadays, some dumbass would probably just come out and tackle you.
Yeah.
And manhandle you.
Just
the whole
start
way
beating
out,
the crap out of
you. Beating the crap out of you.
Right.
You
and know, you'd be charged with trespassing.
At least you treat it like it was. You're just having a good time.
Yeah. I've thought about doing it again, just recreating the moment just for fun.
Yeah,
but because of that. It makes me nervous.
Yeah, they just these overzealous cops and security people. It's their way to just kill people. I mean, I hurt them. I never got that.
That's one of my
how
favorite.
They tackle guys hard to hurt them.
Yeah. Oh, they love it when somebody goes onto the field
because it's their turn to be the athlete.
Right.
You know, they're sitting there watching these other guys get all the acclaim and you know the notoriety and the money, and they're like, "Oh, I can
tackle."
One
of the most famous ones.
A big hit.
We were talking baseball. It was 1973 or 4 when Hank Aaron broke the record. Those two dudes and look like they're from right out of the 70s, because they were, go running on. They meet him at second base, and they follow him. Two white guys run with Hank Aaron.
Yes.
From second
I've
base all the way home. Nobody tackles those guys. Nobody beats the hell out of them.
Right.
You would be shot on sight.
Yeah.
If you were on the baseball field and ran with the guy.
They
reunited Hank Aaron with those guys when those guys were in their 50s. I remember seeing a story about that years ago. That couldn't happen.
Yeah.
And they ran beside him and patted him on the back, and Hank's just running.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
There is a NFL montage, though, of...
guys getting their ass kicked?
Yeah, well, players tackling the...
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they're like, not on my field, buddy, you know. You think this is a joke? I'll teach you what a tackle is.
But also, what I love is you said a panther was actually hurt and they were still reviving him, and you're getting the crowd to dance.
Yeah, right.
That part kind of went under the radar.
This dude's probably probably paralyzed from the neck down.
The guy's laying down there and they're working on him. Usually, the audience is pretty quiet, and you got to dance.
Doing the worm.
Don't look at him. Look over here.
Sir Purr says it's cool.
That guy in the field's going. These a holes are cheering. What did I do?
John
you can't
Reap
see.
With
I'm
us.
Never gonna walk again. Look at him. What he's doing with his legs.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.